Hi, this is Rabbi Yoni Levin, and welcome back to Daf in Practice. Today's daf, the very last daf of Masechet Shabbos, daf Kuf Nun Zayin, teaches us that a person's not allowed to go to a Beis Din, to a Chacham, to undo a neder, to do Hataras Nedarim. It's usher to do so. So a question the Rush asks in Masechet Yuma, how then is it possible on Leil Yom Kippur, coming up very soon, in just a few weeks from now, we say Kol Nidre, we do Hataras Nedarim, in Tzibur, and how is that allowed on Yom Kippur, on a Yontif? Isn't that an Isser of violating Hilchos Shabbos, Hilchos Yontif? What's the heter in doing so? Let's first understand, why is it us in the first place to do Hataras Nedarim on Shabbos? So there are three different explanations. The Ran here in our Masechta explains because it's Tircha. Tircha is one of the things, although it's not a Malach Midraisa, it's one of the Isur Midrabanam that the Chacham instituted to preserve a person's proper respect and attitude towards Shabbos. So therefore, it's Tircha. It's a subject, it's under the category of Tircha. There is a second reason brought down by the Prima Gadim. It's a violation of Mimtzo Chavtecha V'daber Daver. It's speaking things not related to Shabbos. You can't speak about Malacha. You shouldn't speak about Hataras Nedarim. It's a violation of how one speaks. And there's a third position found in the Ran in Nedar Daf Ayin Zayin. The Ran explains because you're not allowed to convene a Beis Din on Shabbos. That's brought in the Gemara Beitza. It's us to do so. Perhaps you're going to write down the Psak Din. So either because it's Tircha, or because of V'daber Davar, or because of Ein Danim at Shabbos. So you certainly cannot have a Hataras Nedarim on Shabbos or on Yontif. So how is Kol Nidre allowed Leil Yom Kippur? So the answer, the Rosh explains, you have to make sure to say it before Baruch Hu, before Yontif starts. You say Kol Nidre before Yontif starts, and make sure you say it before Yontif starts. If Chaim Knievsky points out, when a person says Tefillah Zaka beforehand, he should make sure not to be Makabel Yom Kippur either at that point, because otherwise he gets into a Shaila of Hataras Nedarim of Kol Nidre while Yontif has already begun. So make sure you say it before you've accepted Yom Kippur, before the Tzibur had said Baruch Hu. The Rivash comments in Simon Shin Tzadidal, this is only true for the understanding of the Rush of how Kol Nidre works. Meaning there's a machlokas mishom, it's Kol Nidre to undo the previous Nedarim of the past year, it's really Hataras Nedarim, or maybe it's some type of Tanai to prevent any future Nedarim of being Chal. So the Rush is of the opinion that Kol Nidre is a Hataras Nedarim of the past, so that's why the Rush has to say, make sure to do this before Yom Kippur begins. But the Rivash himself says that other Rishonim hold that Kol Nidre is about preventing future Nedarim from being Chal, and that would be allowed even on Yontif. How do you paskin halacha l'maisa? So Shulchan Aruch writes in Siman Tov Reish Yud Tes, he describes Leil Yom Kippur Nogin Sheomer Shliach Tzibur B'Yeshiva Shamala U'B'Yeshiva Shamala Adasa Mokom V'Adasa Kal Anu Matirin L'Spal Ma'Varyanim V'Chul V'Nogin Sheomer Kol Nidre. We're going to say Kol Nidre V'Acharkach Omer Shechiyanu. Then we recite the Shechiyanu. The Mishabru there comments that Afa Gav Danu Sovrim Rabbeinu Tam, even though we take the position of Rabbeinu Tam, which is Umasin Ala Lahaba, that really Kol Nidre is to prevent future Nedarim, not past Nedarim, Mikomakom Damik Tzas Lafaras Nedarim. Kol Nidre takes on an appearance that's similar to Hataras Nedarim, Shein Mefirin B'Shabbos V'Yamtiv, we don't do Hataras Nedarim on Shabbos, and therefore we say that one should do Kol Nidre before reciting Shechiyanu.